It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio.
Lindsay Overdone is our next senior into the spotlight. Lindsay, ready for graduation?
Yes, very ready for graduation.
What are your plans?
I'm going to work during the summer and then go to Brigham Young University, Idaho, and major in elementary education with an emphasis in math.
Wow, you have your plans set. Any idea on what age group you'd like to teach?
Fourth grade through eighth grade, more of the upper level math kids.
And how did you make that decision? Any classes influence you, people?
Rachel Hamilton, my math teacher, influenced me. She just, her love for math really flourished my love for math.
Any interactions with kids? How did you decide you want to be a teacher of children?
I had a teaching internship at the middle school last year with Ms. Heising, and teaching the sixth grade through eighth grade really showed me what grades I'd like to teach.
All right, and sounds like your career plans are set. What kind of person do you want to be 5-10 years from now? What things are important to you?
Well, I want to have a job, and I want to have a family within 5 or 10 years. So.
And how about advice for young kids?
Don't procrastinate and listen to all your teachers and do your homework and be a good student.
Aiden Hinkle is our next senior into the spotlight. And Aiden, graduation, are you ready for it?
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Do you feel like you're prepared to go out in the real world?
Yeah, mostly. And I guess that's what college is for. It's a really good transition stage into adulthood.
So you're going to college? Tell us about your plan.
I was going to head to UAF. And since I'm already an incoming sophomore, I wanted to spend 3 years there. It's really cheap, and I'm hoping to get an electrical engineering degree.
How did you decide UAF? What is it that you like about the UAF system?
Well, it was just cheaper, and I didn't really have a strong feeling of where I wanted to go or what I wanted to do. So I knew that a cheaper option would help me figure out that, and it's close to my grandparents, too.
Nice, and that means home-cooked food, right?
Exactly.
And any teachers that have really influenced you in some of your career choices or your life choices?
Teachers like Miss Ham and Miss Myers, they really work hard at what they do. And while they may not have inspired me to do electrical engineering per se, it's just nice to see that their resolve and to bring that with me.
And you did many extracurricular activities. What did you gain from those?
A really strong sense of camaraderie. And it's really nice to know that there are other people who work with you, work just as hard as you, and work to make you better and themselves better.
And you guys had a great season, great run for the Valdez High School Buccaneer boys basketball team. You going to miss that?
Yeah, I'll probably miss it quite a bit. I'm hoping to see some of the games next year with my brother.
So if there's a game in Monroe and Valdez is to beat them, you will be there?
Yes, I'll be there.
Cheering away, I imagine. Any advice for young kids?
Just do your homework. It's really not that hard. It's not too difficult. If you get it done early instead of procrastinating, you'll have plenty of time.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from all the seniors in the 2018 graduating class. We'd like to give a special thanks to VHS for helping arrange these interviews and to our sponsors. Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, Mike's Palace, Eagles Area Auxiliary FOE 1971, The Weather and Anchor, Polar Tankers, Peter Pan Seafoods, Valdez Senior Center, Harrison and Gravel, First National Bank, Altness Equipment, Arctic Chiropractic, Prospector, Copper Valley Telecom, and the Valdez Adventure Alliance.